In the last shiur, we covered the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. Let's just review the main points of the Mishnah for our purposes as we start the Sugyas HaGemara on the bottom of the Daf. We said that as far as the R of Kodshim is concerned, then the R goes to the Kohen. But the Mishnah wants to know what happens if there was a psul, let's say before they remove the R from the basar, to separate the R from the basar, that's called hefshet, and it was a psul before the hefshet. In such a case, the din, the status of the R, is that it doesn't go to the kohen, but rather it's burned together with the rest of the karban. So we're not going to do the hafshat in such a case, but rather it's going to be burnt with the basar. However, if the psul occurred following the hefshet, then the Mishnah paskins that the R still goes to the kohen, and then the Mishnah goes on to record a statement of Rabbi Chanina bar Askan Kohanim. He never saw in his lifetime that they were mafshit the R, and then they took it and burnt it in the Beis HaSreifa. Rabbi Kiva tries to embellish and interpret the words of Rabbi Chanina Askan Kohanim. This Bali Neder will leave till we see the Gemara itself. The Gemara tries to clarify now which Tana in a machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon does our Mishnah reflect. So in order to understand the Gemara, let's just mention on at least a superficial level the machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, which is going to be studied here on Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. And we're talking about a case where there was Hafshatas Ha'or, and then afterwards, before the Zrikas Adam, the basar is gone. Let's say it was lost, the basar was burnt by accident, and this all took place before the Zrikas Adam. So the following sequence happened. Number one, there was Hafshatas Ha'or. Number two, the basar, the carbon, is gone. And number three, the Zrika was done. Now, we're going to see an entire discussion later on, we're not ready for that now, whether or not they should have done the Zrika. But let's say, in other words, whether the Zrika is meaningful if there's no basar, because the Zrika has to be mad to the basar. Here, the basar is gone. But nevertheless, let's say they went ahead and they did the Zrika. Does the Zrika have a valid status to be maratza, again, not on the basar is gone, but on the R itself, because the R was hufshat. In other words, the R became, so to speak, a separate entity. And the issue really at stake here is whether the R is, on one hand, I'm just going to present the two possibilities. On the one extreme, it's me'ila, it's subject to me'ila. Or number two, on the other hand, it's mutar l'kohanim, because the zrika is matir the R b'fnei atzmo. And that's going to be the subject of a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon and Rebbe. And although we're going to see that as an overall, shall we say, at least superficial understanding of this machlokes, Rebbe is the mekil and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is the machmir, because Rebbe is going to allow for a valid ritzui of zrika vis-a-vis the R, because the R was nifshat, and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is not going to validate such a zrika as far as the R is concerned. And the reason why the zrika is not valid according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is simply because nifsal abasar, once the basar was possible, it was lost before zrika, then we don't validate a zrika. So in this context, Rebbe is the mekil, removing, as it were, the Isur Me'ila and allowing for a valid recognition of the Kohen's rights to the Or through or by virtue of a Zrika, which has no mate, has no relationship to the Basar. But the flip side, as we'll find out later on, is that at the same time, Rebbe is going to be a Machmir in a different scenario where there was a Zrikas Adam, and then the Basar became Pasul, together with the Or, before the Hafshata, and Rebbe's going to hold that in such a case, the Basar and the Or are recognized as one single indivisible entity, and therefore Yisaref HaBasar Ima Or, was Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon is going to be Mekil, and he's going to say the Basar is Bistreif of the Or is Mutar Ba'Noah. But fundamentally, as far as this machlok is concerned, Rebbe holds that Zrikas Adam is Matir the Or. In a case where the Or stands as an entity unto itself, meaning if the psul of the Basar took place after Hafshata, so the Hafshata separates the Or from the Basar. Again, Rebbe agrees that there's no Matir of Zrika if there was a psul before a hefshed. And now the Gemara is going to analyze our Mishnah and see where we fit in our Mishnah in terms of this machlokas. And the Gemara says the following. We have a Mishnah here on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph. And again, this sugya that we're analyzing relates both to the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, as well as to our Mishnah here on Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. But going back for a moment to Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, referring to a Korban Ola, and Ola here represents all Kodshei Kodshim, is Kol Shelo Zocha HaMizbeach Bibsara. Now that's an interesting phrase. What does it mean, Lo Zocha HaMizbeach Libsara? We view the Mizbeach almost as an entity. And what it means is that if there's a psul in the basar, for example, we spoke about the fact that the basar was lost or went up in smoke, and again, we're following here the sheet of Rashi, that if the basar was tameh or it was possible towards yotze, then everybody agrees that you could be mata the or, because the basar is still, so to speak, in existence. But we're talking about a case where the basar is completely gone. Again, Tosis turns everything upside down. I'm not going to try to analyze the machlokes between Tosis and Rashi here, because that's very fundamental. There's going to be another issue here, and that's a Tosefta regarding a case where there was a psul in the dam, not in the basar. Let's say the dam was yotze or was possibly dumlina, and everybody agrees there was never machlokes about the R. In that case, for sure, the Kohanim have no rights to the Or. That was in the case of a psul in the dam. But we're discussing a case of basar and not a psul in the basar. We're going to Rashi Shitanas. We're not talking about nitma basar, yotza michutz, but rather a total loss of the basar. We'll call it avad o nisraf. And our Mishnah, starting with the Mishnah on Amud Aleph, on Kuf Gimel, says that if the Mizbeach has no Zchus, meaning that there was a Psul before Zrikas Adam, and therefore the Basar is out of the question, we would call it Lo Hoya L'Basar Shas Hetel Mizbeach, because in this case, we're going to assume that the And here we're taking a view of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon that the Zrikas Adam has no relationship whatsoever to be Matir. Again, truth be told, I don't even have to quote Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, because even Rebbe would have to agree that as far as the Basar is concerned, if the Basar was gone before Zrika, there's nothing to talk about. There's no possibility that the Zrikas Adam could be mat to the Basar. But the question is, does that impact on the R? Do we say to the same extent that this Zrika is meaningless as far as the Basar, because the Basar is gone, therefore, ipso facto, it's meaningless as far as the R is concerned? And that seems to be the clear-cut implication of our Mishnah on Kuf Gimel Amud Aleph, because the Mishnah says, Kol Shelo Zocha HaMizbeach B'Bsara, so there was no possibility of the Zrika being Mate, the Basar, because the Basar is out even before Zrika, it's completely gone. Is therefore, says the Mishnah, Zocha HaKohen B'Ora, which means, and again, the Mishnah is not making a distinction whether there was Hafshat HaSar, there wasn't Hafshat HaSar, even if I grant you there was Hafshat HaSar, but there's a tlut here, what we call an interdependence, in which case that the R, as far as the Kohanim is concerned, the Zchi and the R is totally dependent upon the Zchias HaMizbeach and the Bosa. So we give the Bosa to the Mizbeach, that's if the Zrika could be Matir, and therefore we give the R to the Kohanim. So it's like a joint effort, meaning the Zrika and its repercussions bifurcate in two directions, one vis-a-vis the Basar and the other vis-a-vis the R, but it's Haba Atalia, it's one package deal. So the Mishnah clearly states that the Zrika could not have any impact to be Mezakeh, the Kohanim, in the R, if it's not Mezakeh, the Mizbeach, in the Basar. In that case, we're talking about a situation where the Basar is completely gone. So the Gemara's Medayik from the Mishnah, the Afal Gav, the Afshite Li'ar, this is what we call Stimas Lashon HaMishnah. The Mishnah doesn't differentiate if there was Afshot, if the R was flayed away from the Basar, or it wasn't. We're talking about what exactly was the situation, the Metzias of the R at the time of the Zrika. So the Gemara's Medayik from our Mishnah, in order Lafuki Rebbe, which we'll clarify in just a minute, that the Mishnah implies clearly, beyond question, that even if there was Afshat on the R before the Zrika doesn't have a possibility of being Mezakeh the R to the Kohanim, because the equation of our Mishnah, or shall we call it the interdependence, is Basar LeMizbeach and R LeKohanim. So this Zrika, for the same token that it's not Matir the Basar is gone, so too the Zrika is not going to have any impact to be Matir the R as a separate entity, even if there was Afshat of R before the Zrika. Mani. So therefore, who is the... to whom can we attribute our Mishnah, the authorship of our Mishnah? Rabbi Elazar ben Shimoni. Because Rabbi Elazar ben Shimoni sees this package deal of R and Basar. And that we're going to see later on the following Amud, and when we get to Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph. The Omar, this is the statement, the position of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimoni. Ein hadam aratz al ar b'fnei atzmo. There's no such thing as reducing a Ritzui and its significance just to the R. The R is, so to speak, tofel to the Basar. And if the Basar is out of the question, there's no Zrika to be Matir the Basar, then ipso facto the Zrika is not Matir the R. And even if the R was flayed and it was separate from the Basar. So therefore the R would be subject to the din of Me'ilah and to the Surei Kohanim that they're not allowed to benefit from the R. And now the Gemara says the following, that although it's very clear from what we read in the Mishnah, which is called the Reisha of the Mishnah, we'll soon see the Sefer of the Mishnah being analyzed, that the Reisha of the Mishnah clearly reflects the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimoni, because Revi, on the other hand, would allow, if there were a Hafshata before the Zrika, for the Zrika to be Mata the R exclusively, meaning the R is an independent entity because there was Hafshata before the Zrika. However, says Gemara Emos Seifel, let's go on and read and analyze the Sefer of this Mishnah. Quote, Kol HaKodshim She'era ben psul kodem af sheitan ein ero sem lakonim li'achav sheitan o sem lakonim. The Mishnah clearly distinguishes between kodem hefsheit and li'achar hefsheit, as if to say that if we're talking about li'achar hefsheit, and this is the case of Rebbe, then Enochinami Aroseim Lekon. So it means that if there was a Psuliachraf Shota, and we're assuming now because the Mishnah doesn't qualify that it even applies before Zrika, so we have a situation in which Lo Zocha Mizbeach B'Psora, the Basar is out of the question, we're not up to Zrika yet, there was Afshota, nevertheless, or I shouldn't say nevertheless, but Dafka because there was Afshota, is therefore the Mishnah in the Sefer establishes that the Zrika is Mata the Oral Akonim, Zason L'Revi. The Omar, Rebbe Shita is, as again, we're going to clarify this in the original, on the Daf Kuf Dalet Amud Aleph, Hadam Maratza Al Ha'or B'fnei Atzma, which means that if there was Afshot on the Or, even though the Basar is gone, the subsequent Zrika will be Mati the Or for Kohanim. So the Gemara asks, Reisha, Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, Seifa, Rebbe, you know, we want to maintain the integrity of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah and the Reisha, the Mishnah Seifa are colliding with each other, and they are irreconcilable. One reflects the approach of Rabbi Loza, Rabbi Shimon, where we see the Bas and the Or as one unit, one indivisible entity as far as the Het Zrika is concerned, and it's irrelevant whether there was Afshata, there wasn't Afshata, the Or is still schlepped along by the Basar, and the Matir of Zrika vis-a-vis the Basar is going to extend and encompass the Or, but if there's no Matir of Zrika on the Basar, then forget about the Or, just like we forget about the Basar. And yet the Sefer clearly indicates that if there was Hafshata, then Li'achar Hafshata or Aseim Lakonim, which is clearly indicative of the Shita of Rebbe. And now we're going to have a Machlok Shin Abaye V'Rova. Abaye is going to try to establish the integrity of this Mishnah reflecting the Shita of Rebbe, and obviously Abaye is going to start backwards, go up the Mishnah from the bottom, from the Seif up to the Reisha. Rav is going to say the opposite. Let's start from the top and go down to the bottom. Start from the Reisha, which clearly indicates Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon, and let's work out the Mishnah even in the Seif according to Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Shimon. Omar Abaye. So now we're at the bottom of Kuf Gimel Amid Beis. Me the Seifa. Rebbe, I don't think this is a methodological point that Abaye is making universally. When we have a stira, we start with the Sefer and go back to the Reish. I don't think so. But Abaye thinks that the simplest way of reconciling the Reish and the Sefer is by starting with the Sefer and establishing clearly that this Mishnah reflects the approach of Rebbe, and there is such a thing as a matir of Zrika on R itself if the R was separated from the Basar. Is Reisha Nami Rebbe He. I'm going to work out the Reisha so that it also reflects and consistently reflects the Shita of Rebbe. You medayik from the Reisha against Rebbe, because we said that if there was Afshat in the R before Zrika, then the carbon is Pasul. And it would seem that the Dab is not Maratza on the R Bifnei Atzvo against Rebbe. He says, no, that's not a Diuk. Why? Modu Rebbe She'ein Hefshet Kodem Zrika. Meaning, as a matter of reality, so to speak, we call it Hergil Davar. We're not going to have a Hefshet before Zrika. There's nothing to encourage the Kohanim to be Mafshet the R before Zrika. Einam Regilim LaHafshet Zor Kodem Zrika. And the reason for that is because it's asur to leave the dam before the zrika and postpone its zrika. So you're going to need a whole process here of hafshot in order to make this zrika meaningful. Again, there's no basar to be mati, encourage us to do the zrika. We're only encouraged to implement the zrika because of the R, which requires hefshet, and we don't delay zrika. Zrika has to be immediate. And therefore, even the Reisha is talking about a case where since the psul took place before Zrika, they're not going to go ahead and do the Afshata. And so it's almost like theoretical to discuss a scenario in which there was a psul before Zrika and the Afshata already took place, because the Afshata would prevent the Kohanim inhibit them from going in and doing the Zrika. That's a matter of Regilus. And therefore, this does reflect the Shita of Rebbe in the Sefer, which means that if the Kohanim actually went ahead and number one did the Afshata, and then they went ahead and did the Zrika, and again, maybe we wouldn't have encouraged them to do so, because again, the purpose of the Zrika is only, it's meaningful, this is only vis-a-vis the R, but if they went ahead and they did the Afshata post facto, then Erechinami, the Reish of the Mishnah, would agree to the Sefer that Zrika is meaningful as far as the R is concerned. Again, L'chatchila, we're not going to encourage it. And if there was a psul before Zrika, which means before Hefshet, we're not going to encourage Zrika. But if Ira Hadavar, in other words, it actually happened that the Kohanim, after the Afshot of the Or, went ahead and did the Zrika, then in Chinami, the Zrika would be Mata the Or for the Kohen. And all this is despite the fact that the Mizbeach is not Zoch in the Basar. As we said before, the Basar is completely, completely lost. So again, you know, don't take the Reisha too seriously with all your diyukim, because the Reisha is talking about the general mitzius of Seder Akrova, which means that the Kohanim, as a general rule, would not be Zorek the Dam after Afshata. They might be Zorek the Dam before Afshata. And now comes Rava to the scene at the end of this daf, and he says, Rava might be the Reisha. Let's start from the Reisha and move down. Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, the simple reading of the Reisha without introducing Abai's Dochak is reflective, as we saw, the Shita of Elazar Reb Shimon of Lo Zachu Akona Biora, Mashma, even though there was Afshata. What are we going to do with the Sefer? Sefer Nami, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon. But we had a Diuk in the Sefer to reflect clearly the Shita of Rebbe, because the Sefer would teach us that if there was a psul li acher hefshet, meaning that we start with Afshot and then there was Rika, that the Kohanim would be Zocha, he says it's not a diuk. And you have to be a little bit more liberal about the terminology that's employed by the Sefer, and that is umai kodim hefshet. What does the Sefer, the Mishnah, when it says Kodim Hefshet, we hear on Kuv Dalet Amud Aleph, Umay Achar Hefshet, what does the Mishnah mean in Li Achar Hafshata in the Sefer? And the Mishnah establishes that if the Psul took place Kodim Hafshata, then the Kohanim are out as far as the R is concerned. But if the Psul took place Li'achar Shota, they was Zoch in the R. Don't take this at a superficial level, straightforward, that we're talking about Kodim Afshota Sa'ar and after Afshota Sa'ar, but rather what the Mishnah intends to say is Kodim Shiniru Lehefshet, V'achar Shiniru Lehefshet. So you have to add that word Niru in both cases, which is Kodim and Li'achar. And basically what it means is royal hefshet means zrika. So you basically cross out the words hefshet, meaning kodem hefshet or liachar hefshet, and said write kodem zrika, liachar zrika. So fill in, instead of the word hefshet, put a cross out the word hefshet and substitute the word zrika. And the zrika sadam is going to be mate the basar, and that's going to have a domino effect on the R, to make the R into Roy Lehefshet. In other words, before Zrika, we say the R is not Roy Lehefshet. And that means that even if it was Hufshat, it's not Mutter. In other words, the Dam is not Maratz on the R unto itself. So then, if you went ahead and you did a hefshet, the dam is not going to be mati the or. Now, after zrika, and the or was not separated from the basar, then it's royal hefshet. Now we're ready to separate the or and give the or to the kohanim. So it wasn't yet hufshat, and we're going to be mafshirat, and it's muta because the R was matir, the basar, before afshata. And that's going to apply even if nifsal abasar, because at the critical moment is the moment of zrika, and at that moment of zrika, the basar was still not nifsal, and therefore the zrika was matir, both the basar and the R, and therefore in a case where the psul of the basar took place after the zrika, so then the sefer is telling us exactly what we know really from the Reisha, that the zrika sadam is matir the basal mizbech and the or lakon. However, if there was a psul before the zrika, then the zrika is not going to be matir neither the basar nor the or for kohanim, and therefore the sefer likewise reflects the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. The Gemara now goes back to square one. My Rebbe of Shimon. You know, we've been quoting this machlokas as we interpreted it over and over again, but where's the original? The Sanya we learned in a Braisa. Rebbe Omer Hadam Maratz ala Or Bifnei Atzmo. In other words, if there was Afshata, then the Zrikas Hadam could now, if need be, would be Poel, would be Matir, a singling out and impacting only exclusively on the R, even if it's not matir the basar. The basar is gone. So the basar was gone before zrika, says Rebbe, the zrika is nevertheless matir the R. And how much more so in a case where, which we said even Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon would accept, when the psul of basar took place after the zrika. You know, for that matter, you know, if he did the afshata and the basar became pasul after zrika, right? So let's read it: nolad psul be basar liachar hefshit liachar zrika. Certainly, the R is mutar. Ukshu ima basar, but if, and here even Rebbe agrees, the basar was not removed from, I'm sorry, the R was not removed from the basar, which even according to Rebbe, we recognize this as one entity, and nolad bo psul, and now we have a psul in the basar. So at this point, what we have is we're about to do the zrika, and the basar is pasul, and all this happens before hefshet, so the R is still connected to the basar. And here Rebbe goes a step further, and he says, "Bein kodem zriku, bein li achar zrika harehu kayotze bo." In this case, where we're talking before hafshata, Rebbe agrees that the status of the R is identical, is indivisible from the basar, and therefore, once there's a psul, then everything goes up in smoke. It's all the sreifa. So it comes out like this. The only case in which the R can be pasul is when it's with the basar, which means there was no afshata. And there's no difference whatsoever, according to Rebbe, between a psul that was before zrika or a psul that was nolad liachar zrika. So what we're saying is that basically the status of the R, according to Rebbe, is identical with that of the basar if there was no hefshet. So again, it doesn't matter exactly when the psul was, whether it's before zrika or liachar zrika. You know, liachar zrika, there was more of a reason to say that the R could stand on its own 2 feet. But we have to add the following proviso. Even according to Rebbe, who wants to set up a zrika amateris esha or bifnei atzmo, that's only if the R was hufshat, meaning it was removed from the basar. If it's connected to the basar, even if the psul of the basar was something that occurred after zrika, so you would have said that maybe the zrika was chal on the R bifnei atzmo, but no, it can't be chal on the R bifnei atzmo because there was no afshata. And as long as the R is connected to the basar, then it's only tafil to the basar as far as the koach hapol of zrika is concerned. And since this zrika ended up in failure, as far as the boss, because the boss got posel. Again, even though the boss was posel after the Zrika, but Lamaisa, there's no heta, there's no power, effective power in the real world, so to speak, in the tangible world. If the boss became posel, the boss is gone. And therefore, we're going to say the same din as far as the or is concerned. So again, the only light at the end of the tunnel, the kula of Rebbe, is only going to be in a case where the or was nifshat. So Rebbe is going to say that if the zrika sadam and the subsequent psul in the basar took place when before the hafshatas ha'or, then Rebbe's going to say you're going to burn everything together, meaning the or is also going to be burnt. Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, as we'll see, is makil in that sense that if the psul was chal on the basar after zrika, then the or is mutabana. Now there's a long discussion here about the Tama Machlokas, the Yesoda Machlokas. And he quotes in the Masifta footnote number Tes a bunch of Achronim to try to explain this Machlokas. I'm wondering if we have the time to set up, maybe at the end of the Shia, we have to do the Daf, to go back to footnote number Tes here in terms of the Tama Machlokas. So we'll see. Now we go ahead and we quote Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, because again, going back to the source, we never really quoted Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon in his original statement. And the Gemara establishes the following: Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon Omer Ein Adam Meratze Al Ha'or Bifnei Atzmo. In other words, even though there was Afshotas Ha'or, and there was a psul in the basar, and they went ahead and they did the zrika sadam, the or is not mutter, because this zrika is not a zrika kshera, meaning at this moment in time, since it was nifsal of basar, the zrika is out of the question. The Gemara is going to analyze that at great length in a few minutes. So that when we talk about a heter, a mater, a zrika on the or, it's got to be a zrika kshera, and now we're holding, and this is going to be the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, one of the Tanoim that we'll get to later, that there's no zrika ksheir without basar, and therefore you cannot even imagine in the case of the loss of basar that the zrika will be mat to the or. In other words, the zrika has to be chal on something, and that something is basar. If the zrika be chal as a matir on the basar, then you can talk about a heta on the or. Is ukshu im a basar Nolad bo psul karim zrika, hareyu kiyotze bo. So if we have a case where there was no afshata, and we have a psul in the basar before zrika, then as we said before, the zrika is not mat to the basar, and it's not mat to the or, because the or is one entity with the basar, and the psul predated the zrika, the psul in the basar. Achar zrika. Oh, here's the case where Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, as we said before, is mekil against Rebbe, that if the psul occurred liachar zrika, which means that the zrika itself, bishaito, was mati the basar, shahurza basar, sha'achas, we had one moment in which the zrika was meaningful and valid, and the basar became mutal mizbeach, you know, the mizbeach was zocha, so to speak, at that moment in the basar. Hazman shaliachar zrika sadam v'kodem shenifsal, it was that one minute of time that wedged in, that sandwich time, the window of opportunity after the zrika before the psul, is such a zrika, insofar as it was a zrika ksheira, it's mati the or, and then even though he didn't do the afshata, see, Rebbe makes everything depend upon whether he did afshata, and that separates the or as separate, independent, or whether he didn't do the afshata, and all the dinim of or apply to the or, all the dinim of the basar apply to the or by process of contagious, by osmosis. But according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, everything depends upon the matir of the zrika. Do we have a matir of the zrika? Do we not? And since in this particular case, at the end of our discussion, there was a matir in Zrika, because the nifsal, the psul and the bas was subsequent to the Zrika, so at the moment of Zrika, there was a matir, so that matir is chal not only vis-a-vis the basa, but also vis-a-vis the ar. The basa is gone, so that's irrelevant, it's only theoretical. But it helps to establish a matir on the ar, and therefore yafshitenu v'yora l'kohanim. Now, the basa is gone, but the ar is still existing, and the ar was never possible. Even though it's connected to the basa, we don't have this contagious idea, and therefore we just have to simply take the R, separate it, flay it off the animal's basar, and pass it on to the kohanim. So it comes out that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, there's no difference between whether or not the psul took place before Afshat or Liachrov. Even if there was no Afshat, it doesn't matter. You can now be mafshit because the psul of the basar took place after the zrika. So we had this double machlokas. Again, let's review it between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon. Number one, if there was hafshata before Zrika, there was a psul in the basar before Zrika, and then he went ahead and he did the Zrika. That Zrika's matir, according to Rebbe, and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon says no. Even though there was hafshata, it doesn't matter. The Zrika, if it's not matir basar, it's not matir or. And a second machlokas, if the zrika was matir both the basa and the ar, and then the basa became posel after the zrika, here dafka Rebbe becomes the machmir, and he has what we call this contagious idea that when we're getting rid of the basa, we're getting rid of the ar with it. The psul the basa is chal on the ar as well because there was never afshata. Everything depends upon afshata, according to Rebbe. Whereas Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon is the makil here, and he's going to allow a heter anah on the R because of that split second in time, that frozen frame in time when the Zrika was matir. And the Gemara now wants to identify this machlokas between Rebbe and Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon with another machlokas between Rabbi Eliezer, it's a little bit tricky, and Rabbi Yeshua. So Lema Bidrabi Eliezer for Rabbi Shimon Kamifliki. And the Gemara is going to ultimately say that the machlokis here in our Tanam could only be according to one of these two Tanam. But right now the Gemara is suggesting a matching, as we'll soon see. Now this Brisa, which records the machlokis between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, focuses on a pasuk in Dvarim Yudbeis, V'asisa olasecha habasar v'adam. And then the pasuk goes on to say, V'dam zvachecha yishafech v'abasar tochel. And the strange thing here about this pasuk that calls the attention of the Tanoim is the sequence of basar first and dam second. Normally, we would anticipate the dam comes first and then the basar. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, what should we dash him from this pasuk? Im ein dam, ein basar. V'im ein basar, ein dam. If there was no zrika kshera, and therefore the basar is not mutal mizbeach, that's called im ein dam, ein basar. So there was no zrika, therefore there's no dam. I'm sorry, there was no zrika, therefore there's no basar. That's what I meant to say. And so too, according to Rabbi Yeshua, it's impossible to be matir the basar. Again, basar means achilas adam, and the murim is also called basar, but that's li achilas mizbeach. In such a case, let's say, for example, the basar became tamei, or it was yotze, it was nevad, it was lost, it was nisraf, is then, according to Rabbi Yeshua, we cannot be zorik the dam. The zrikas adam is totally single-mindedly focused on the heter basar, basar and the imurim. And if both were lost, the basar and the imurim, so we have no achilas adam, no achilas mizbeach, then there's no justification to be zorik the dam. Again, we're going to see that's at least lechatchila, but the evidence is something else. But right now, we're not making that distinction. And you could already begin to see how Rabbi Yeshua's approach is very similar to the approach of Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, because Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon was focused on the fact that the Zrika has to be matir the basar. Again, there could be one second in time where the Zrika was Mata the Basa, but if, let's say, there was no second in time for the Zrika to be Mata the Basa, forget about the R, for example, everything depends upon the Basar. And that's also reflected here in the Sheet of Rabbi Yeshua, who says that there's no Zrika Saddam without Basa and Imurim. However, the Bryce records Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Dam Afal Pi She'ein Basar, meaning that we're going to go ahead and recommend Zrika Saddam, and now we're talking even L'chatchila, if we assume that Yeshua was talking about L'chatchila, is even though this Zrika is not going to be matir to Basar, nevertheless, it's meaningful in and of itself. And I would just add my own comment here that it's meaningful as a maratza, as a ritzi, as a kaparas karma. Well, I'm not sure. We're going to have to really analyze that as we learn the next few lines of the sugya. Shenemar, So here, Rabbi Eliezer quotes a different pasuk again in the same exact context, because the end of that same pasuk, which was strange, you know, the beginning of the pasuk was strange because the pasuk came before the dam, but the end of the pasuk says dam zvachecha Yishofech, and then Avosar Tochel. So we have the normal intuitive sequence here of Dam first, then Bosar second. And therefore we derive from this, says Rabbi Eliezer, that the Zrikas HaDam, insofar as it was presented first in the Pasuk sequentially, is an independent entity, and it doesn't depend upon the Heter Bosar. What are we going to do with the Reish of the Pasuk? That's what the Gemara asks, the Bryce asks now. Im Kain, Ma Tadma Lomar V'yosisol Asecha Basar V'adam, which seems that Dam is after Basar, dependent on Basar. Lomar L'cha, this teaches us, Ma Dam Bizrika, Af Basar Bizrika. So this is a new concept, which really is not so relevant to us today, should be taken under a separate advisement, that the Basar also requires Zrika. I mean, we've been talking about Zrika Saddam since we started our study of Zvachim a few good months ago, but now we're talking about Zrika Sabasar, getting the Basar onto the Eitzim, onto the Maracha. And here we have an equation between Basar and Dam, in which the Torah is teaching us something about Basar that we know already about Dam, that Afa Basar Bizrika, there's an airspace between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach, which we've seen in the past. And the Kohen stands at the top of the Kevesh, and he literally throws the Basar onto the Marocha, onto the Atzei Marocha. Because there's a new mitzvah here called Zrika with regard to the Basar, and that could only apply if there's Avir between the Kevesh and the Mizbeach. And the Avir itself sort of reminds the Kohen that he has to do his Zrika on the Basar. So, ganz a new concept here. But in any event, we're going back now to the basics here. We had a machlokes that we studied at great length between Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Shimon, and Rebbe as far as the power of Zrika to be matir or to be matir or independent of the Basar or not. And what does that machlokes have to do with this one between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua? And the Gemara establishes Lema, shall we say the following? That this machlokes between Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon, as far as the Zrika that was done after the Basa was Nifsal, in other words, whether or not there could be a Zrika only for the sake of the R, is Man Diomar, according to the Man Diomar, who says Hurtza, which means that there's a ritzu on the R if it was separated from the Basar. Even though, again, this Rika took place after the Psula Basar, so there's no Basar here, and yet you're advocating in favor of a Zrika simply for the purpose of being Matir the R, and Rebbe recognizes the validity of a Zrika whose sole justification is to be Matir the R. Is he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, Because if you remember, Rabbi Eliezer in his machlokes with Rabbi Yeshua holds that there's a zrikas adam even after the baso is nifsal. And he derived that from the fact that the Torah, in a very unusual way, you know, separated the dam from the basar, and said dam svachecha yishafech, and then habasar teyachel, as if to say that there's some independent validity and encouragement lechatchila to be zorek the dam, even though the basar is not in the picture. It's out of this world. Literally. So the Gemara says that lema shall we say that Rebbe is like Rebbe Eliezer, and there is a zrikas adam even though the baser is possible. Uman diyama lo hurtza, but according to the Man diyama, that's Rebbe Elazar Reb Shimon, who says there's no such thing after the psul of the basad of going ahead and being zorik the dam for the purpose of being mata the or ki Rabbi Yeshua, he holds like Rabbi Yeshua that there's no justification for zrikas adam if the basad became posel. And even if they went ahead and they were zorik the dam in such a case, that's not a zrika ksheira and it cannot be mata the or. Again, this is the sticky point in this Gemara, because if we're going to assume that Rabbi Yeshua is only talking lechatchila, Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is going all the way with this, and even b'dieved he doesn't recognize the validity of a zrika for the purpose of being mat to the R. So Gemara therefore says, wait a minute, we have to tighten a certain bolt or a screw over here, because it's not perfect. This is not a perfect match. So the Gemara established Ali, but the Rabbi Eliezer, Kuliyama lo pligi, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who says that Zrikas dam lechatchila is valid, even if the boss is possible, Kuliyama lo pligi, everybody agrees that this Zrika will be, since it's valid and we're encouraging him to do this Zrika, go ahead with, is going to be mat to the R. And at this point, even Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon will have to agree that, according to Rabbi Eliezer at least, there is a justification and a significance to the Zrika independent of the Basa. The Basa is already Pasal. So that Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon is going to be Moda that if we accept the sheet of Rabbi Eliezer the Tana, then the Zrika is Maratz on the R like Rebbe. Oh, but Ki Pligi, where's the Machlokas Tanoim? That's Aliba the Rabbi Yeshua. So if you have a flowchart here, you have Rabbi Elazar, you have Rabbi Eliezer on one side, Rabbi Yeshua on the other, and now we have machlokas between Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon and Rebbe within the shita of Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua says that there's no justification to be zorik the dam if the baser is posel. Is man the Amar Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon shelo hurtza that the R is there's no ritzi on the R. He certainly is a simple reflection of Rabbi Yeshua, because Rabbi Yeshua says not to be zorik the dam if the baser is posel. So we're not going with that way. You know, this is according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, the straight way of understanding Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Yeshua doesn't allow zrikas adam if the baser is posel, and forget about the R. And at this point, the Gemara thinks, according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon in Rabbi Yeshua, even if he went and he did the Zrika is completely null and void, it's invalid, and therefore it's not going to be mat to the R. But Rebbe holds hurtza, he holds that there is such a thing as ritzui adam, simply, exclusively for the sake of the R, even though the boss is posel amalcha, he's going to tell you, ad kan lo kama Rabbi Yeshua asam ela b'basar. The lekup say to lekarnim, afal or the ikup say to lekarnim, afilu Rabbi Yeshua moda. So we're now talking from the perspective of Rebbe analyzing Rabbi Yeshua's shita, and he's going to say to Rabbi Yeshua when he says that nifsal abasa, there's no zrikas adam. That's only as far as the basar is concerned. That the basar, since this zrika cannot be makshir the karbala bailim, and the kohanim in this case are not losing anything. Why? Because there's no hechsher akarba. In other words, it's not olal abaylim l'shem chova. They can't be yotze yedei chova in this case where the basar is gone. And again, we have to understand why, but the basar is gone and the zrika, according to Rabbi Yeshua, is an impossibility as far as the carb being machshir the carbon with a ritzi that's olal abaylim l'shem chova, you know, sort of reminds us of shalol lishma a little bit. So how do we now? What do we do with Rebbe? I mean, Rebbe says that, you know, there's an independent zrika for the sake of the R. So the answer is, if the carbon is not meratzel abaylim, and the abaylim are not yotzi dechovasam, then the kohen doesn't have any rights to the R at all. So that's not called pseidu the kohen. The Torah says, and that means habasar v'adam in that order. That's the reish of the pasuk, which Rabbi Yeshua makes a big deal about. It main basar ain dam. So again, if the bialim are not going to gain anything through this zrika, because the carbon is not going to be ol shem chovasim, and so far as the zrika can't be mad to the basar, because nifsal basar. So we're not worried about pseidu l'kohanim either, because the kohanim are not zochin the basar until after the zrika. And you can only talk about a hefseid to the kohanim as far as the R is concerned after zrika, but here there's no possibility of zrika because it's not ol l'bailam l'shem chova. Ah, but in the case of R, to ikah pseid the l'kohanim, afilu Rabbi Yeshua mode. We're not going to be mafsi the kohanim against the law, against their rights. Again, even though l'chatchilo, we're not going to be zorik the dam in such a case, because there's no way that the bailim could be yotze their chova, and that's our primary focus. But nevertheless, what happens if there already was a zrikas adam? That's where Rabbi Yeshua himself, according to this interpretation of Rabbi, would agree that the zrika could be, again, this according to Rebbe, the zrika could and would be matir and maratza on the R. And in such a case, we're going to allow the zrika lechatchila. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. Again, the zrika lechatchila, we're not going to allow, because at this point, there's no pseudo lekonim, because the kohen is not, the carbon is not all the bayim l'shem chavasa. So I'm sorry, I went a little too far. But if the zrika was implemented, now at that moment, again, we're going according to Rebbe's understanding, the zrika sadam is matir the R independently. Again, you have to add a footnote here, there was afshata. So now, even though the zrika is not maratz on the carbon labailim, because there was no basar, but nevertheless, post facto, we do recognize, according to Rebbe, the validity and the impact of this zrika vis-a-vis the R, if the R was separated from the basar. And that's what the Gemara calls midi dahavi adievet, meaning, let's fast forward, says the Gemara, or fast start the car, you know, jump start the car with a brisa that talks about nitma basar o nifsal. And that's where we introduce the concept of bidyevet. And he says the following. This now we learned in a braisa, nitma basar o nifsal. Let's say the basar became possible because it had contact with a tvul yom. And we've already discussed the fact that a tvul yom is, although he's partially tar, but he needs harif shemesh, and therefore he's still in a state of tumah. It's called the sheni l'tumah. He passes truma and hegdesh. Oh, alternatively, yatza chutz l'kloim, if the basar goes out of the azor before zrika sadam, Rabbi Eliezer omer yizrok. Rabbi Eliezer says there will be a zrika sadam, because Rabbi Eliezer is of the shita, as we saw before, that dam afal pishein basar. Right? He quotes the latter part of the pasuk to prove that dam exists on its own, independent of basar. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Lo Yizrok Umod Rabbi Yeshua Shim Zorak Hurtza. So this braisa really clarifies in a major way the shita of Rabbi Yeshua. According to Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Lezer says that zrikas adam is meaningful without the basar. That's called dam afal pishen basar. But Rabbi Yeshua holds there's no dam without basar. Says the braisa that's only lechatchila. There's no zrika, but it doesn't mean that if he went ahead to Cohen and he was zorek against our will, he didn't ask any questions, that we're going to apply the principle of ein basar ein dam, and the dam is completely meaningless. But rather, b'di'evet im zorak is hurtza. Now again, we have to emphasize that this language of hurtza, you know, we could really confuse it here, addresses the case of no basar, meaning where the basar was lost, it was burnt. You know, Rabbi Yeshua would hold it such a case that even b'di'evet im ein basar ein dam, and the zrika is meaningless and ineffective to be meratzel abaylim. When does he say hurtzah hakarbon? That's in the case where the basar still exists. It's not gone. Didn't go up in smoke. But rather it's a case of yatzah chutz l'kloim, or nitma. He came in contact, for example, with a tful yom. So in that case, with nitma basar, etc., then we could say that the reason for Rabbi Yeshua to be machshir the korban is because of tzitz meratze, or in the case of Yotze, where the basar went out, there's no tzitz meratze, but nevertheless, Rabbi Yeshua is going to be machshir b'dieved, even in this case of Yotze basar. It proves one thing, that Rabbi Yeshua is mekil, based on this drasha, I'm saying, despite this drasha, of im ein dam ein basar, nevertheless he's mekil. In these cases of nitma or yotza chutz l'klayim. So therefore, even as far as the R of this carbon is concerned, and we're talking about the case of Rebbe and Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, namely Avad HaBasar or Nisraf HaBasar, we're going to say that Moder Rabbi Yeshua is going to be Mekil, that even though the Zrika is not being Machshir the carbon, even B'dieved, and the reason for that is there's no basar, and if there's absolutely no basar, it ain't basar, ain't dam, but nevertheless, that zrika has the power to be mata the or, as far as the kohanim are concerned. So, but the evidence, if he went ahead and he did the zrika of the kohen, in this case, the karbon, the status of the karbon in the case of nitma, or Yotze, is that the carbon is kosher, but in the case of Avad v'Nisraf, there's no Hechsher HaKarbon, even b'dieved, but nevertheless, according to Rebbe and his interpretation of Rabbi Yeshua, which is borne out by this braisa, the carbon is possible, but yet the Zrika Saddam would be meaningful as far as the R is concerned, as an independent matir on the R. And that's for the sake of the Kohanim, to remove any Yisrael on the Kohanim. And the Sfasemis is very bothered by this concept, because if the carbon is meaningless, it's possible, it's lo hurtzah, that's not called olas ish. You remember from the last year that we had, the whole parish of Zochu HaKohanim Bi'or is based on two words in the pasuk, olas ish. This is not an olas ish if the carbon is possible. I mean, there's no, you know, the Bailam get nothing from the coin, from this carbon, and even the Mizbeach gets nothing from the carbon. So that's the kasha here of the Sfas Emes. And he has the shita, and again, I don't know how we can even disagree with it, that a carbon shlo hurtza, even b'dieved, nevertheless, the R itself is not Nisraf. So again, even though there was no Zrika Saddam, and if you ask the Kohen, if the Kohen would ask the question, should he be Zorik the Dam, we would tell him that Lechatchila shouldn't be Zorik the Dam, and that's because that's not called Pseidel Kohenim, because there was no Akravas HaKarbon yet, and certainly the Kohenim were not Zocha in the Or at this point. But if the Kohen went ahead and he was Zorik the Dam, then here we're going to push in the sheet of Rebbe, even according to Rabbi Yeshua, and we're going to say that the the Zrikas Adam al Kolponim is nevertheless meaningful as far as the Or is concerned. If you would, on the other hand, take the Shita Rabbi Eliezer, who says Yesh Dam below Basar, that there is Zrikas Adam l'chatchila even without the Basar, the Basar's Pasul, then for sure that Zrika would be Mata the Or. So in a certain sense, we are tilted, the evidence is tilted, the weight of the in favor of Rebbe Shita, because if you all like Rabbi Eliezer, then that's upgrade, that's simple, that the Zrika could be Mata the Or, because Yesh Or, Yesh Dam below Basar. But even if you all like Rabbi Yeshua, that Ein Dam below Basar, which would mean that if the Basar is completely lost, it's Nisraf, then the Zrika, even with the Eved, is not Masha the Karbon, and the Baal have to replace it. But nevertheless, Rabbi Yeshua would agree, as Zoy Zokt Rebbe, that if the Kohen went ahead and did the Zrika, even though the Zrika, in the case of Nevad, is not Matir, is not Masha the Karbon, and the Karbon is not Ein Po Ritzui LeBailim, the Baalim are out in the cold here, but nevertheless, the Zrika Saddam would be meaningful to be Matir the R, and that's the Sheet of Rebbe. That's in the case where the Basar is completely gone. The Braisa records that in the case where the Basar is still in existence, it became possible, Betul Yom, Betuma, it was Yotzei Chutz L'Klayim. Here, Rabbi Yeshua would say that although L'Chatchila, we're not going to encourage Zrika, because of the principle of Ein Basar Ein Dam, but nevertheless, B'di'eved, if he went and he was Zorik, Dam Hurtza HaKarban. Here, since the Basar exists, there can be Ritzi Karban. Again, that makes sense in the case of Nitma, because we have the principle of Hatzitz Meratze. It's a little bit more complicated in the case of Yotza Basar L'Chutz, because there the Tzitz is not Meratze, but nevertheless, Rabbi Yeshua's Machshir the Karban B'di'eved, even if there was Yotze. But in any event, we see clearly that Rabbi Yeshua's Mekil with regard to him, Ein Basar, Ein Dam, Ein Basar, and therefore Linyan Or, in a case where, even if the Basar was completely lost, of Nevad and Nisraf, Moda Rabbi Yeshua, he's going to be Moda to Rebbe Shita, and he's going to be Mekil, that even though this Zrika has nothing to do with Hechshar Karbon, and even the Eved Zrika can't be Machshir the Karbon in the case of Nevad, nevertheless, the Zrika is an independent Matir that impacts on the Or L'Kohanim. Now we go to the Seifa, which when we read the Seifa of our Mishnah, we said we'll have to wait until we see the Sugya in order to analyze it. Omer Abchanina Skan Kohanim, Miyomai Lo Ra'isi Or Shiyotzi Lebeis HaSreifa. I've never been privileged to witness that they took the Or and they burnt it. So the Gemara says, V'lo, how could Rabbi Chanina say that there's no Or HaSreifa? First of all, forget about our whole issue that we've been dealing with about Nifsal HaBasar and so forth and so on. But let's just talk about what we call Parim HaNisrafim, Sirim HaNisrafim. Right, there's a whole slew, a whole cadre of Karbonos that have no Achilas Basar, and all they have is Sreifa. I mean, again, we have to see exactly where that Sreifa takes place, but we're talking about a whole list of Karbonos. We'll mention them briefly. There's Par Yom HaKippurim, there's Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, there's the Sar Yom HaKippurim together with the Parshal Yom HaKippurim, there's the Siri Avodas Kochamim. All these have a mitzvah of Sreifa, and we burn them together with their Oros. Now again, I don't want to go into all the details. We've spoken in the past about these various Karbonos. The par of Yom HaKippurim is the par that's brought by the Kohen Gadol, and he recites vidui for his own sins, for the sins of other Kohanim. All this is in Parshas Achrimos. And then if Sanhedrin went ahead, the highest court in the land, they were matir, inadvertently b'shogeg and Isa, which is dono kares, shigosa chatas, and most of the tzibur followed in their ruling, and then they find out they made a big mistake. They bring what's called a par elim dover shel tzibur, it's a karma chatas, and that's a parish in Vayikra Perik Dalid. And also if the Kohen Gadol was more a horoli atzmo, and he was matir such an iser, that severe iser that we described, betos, that's when he made a mistake, and he went ahead and he implemented his psak, then in such a case he brings a par lechatos, that's parashal kohen godol lechatos, par kohen moshiach, and that's a parasha in Vayikra Perek Dalet. Then we have Seire Avodas Kochavim, which once again means that the Sanhedrin Agdolah was Matir B'Shogig, inadvertently an Iser of Avodas Kochavim. Most of the Tzibur followed their ruling and violated this Iser. They have to bring a par li'ola and a soil lechatos. All this is in Bamidbar Perek Tesvav. And the Torah says with regard to the par v'sor of Yom HaKippurim and also the par kohen gadol, also to Helim Dovashel Tzibur, the Torah requires Srefa. And we'll read through some of the psukim, v'sorfo b'esh, es orosom, v'es psorom, or for example, in par kohen gadol, v'es or ha-par v'es kol psorom, v'sorfo so al etzim b'esh, in par Helim Dovashel Tzibur, v'sorf oso kasher sorf es par rishon, meaning the par kohen gadol, and all this requires Srefa. And Srefa includes not only the bus of the karbon, but also the R of the karbon. So now let's get back to the Gemara's Kasha. What does it mean that Reb Chanina ben Skana Kohanim never saw, he never witnessed the Srefa of the R? The Torah itself explicitly, in all these cases, requires Srefa the R. Again, we'll see that in one case, the Torah doesn't spell it out. That's Seire Avodah Zarah, but there's a hekesh between Seire Avodah Zarah and Parhelim Dovah Shel Tzibur for all dinim, and that we mentioned back on Daf Lamed Tes Amid Beis, that's been a while, and that hekesh teaches me that you require Srefa on the entire animal, including the R. So what does it mean? So Gemara answers, the mitzvah on lo kamin. Rav Chanina was not addressing the case of a carbon whose very essential mitzvah requires Srefa together with the R. I mean, that's the Hechshar mitzvah. He was talking about a case of Karbonos HaNisrafim Machmas Psul, when we passel the carbon for whatever reason, and therefore the carbon is Yotzil Beis HaSrefa. Again, here we may have a special Beis HaSrefa here. In such a case, we don't burn the R. That's what Rav Chanina speaks about. So the Gemara asks, well, wait a minute, let's go back into our sugi that we've been studying at great length about a psul in the karban. Well, there will be srefa of the R, right? So the Gemara asks, Vare, let's say, for example, we find out that the karban is psul kodem hefshet, right? That even Revi would agree in this case that since the R is connected to the Basar, and there's already a Psul, that the Zrika cannot be Matir the R, according to Rebbe, because since we found the Psul before Hefshet, or even if you take Rebbe Elazar ben Shimon, there's no such thing as the Zrika to be Matir the R, and therefore if it was a Nimtzeba Psul Kodem Hefshet, before the Zrika, then Kuliamalo Pligi, that the Zrika is not meaningful vis-a-vis the R, and therefore it would be burnt together with the Basar. So what's Rabbi Chanina talking about? So the Gemara answers, Cholutz Kamrinon. We're talking about the R that was already flayed, it was already removed from the Zevach. And that's when Rabbi Chanina says that he never saw the R that was separated, because again we're talking about R Mufshat, that's called Chalutz in the Gemara's language, that we would burn the R. So it doesn't mean, Rabbi Chanina doesn't mean that he never saw R Nisraf and Mabasar. However, in the case of a Karbon that became Pasul before Hefshet and Zrika, then we don't do the Hefshet, we burn it together with the Basar. That's upgrade. That's beyond question. That's the case of a carbon that became possible before Hefshet, and we're not going to go ahead and do Hefshet. We spoke about Regulus and so forth, if you recall. But Rabbi Hanina is talking about a case where the R was mufshat. Now, if the R was mufshat, this sounds awfully similar to Rebbe's Shita, who says that the Zrika would be mati the R. So what are we going to do with Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon? That's the Gemara's question now. Va'ika achar hefshet v'kodim Zrika l'Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. In other words, you're telling me that one, according to Rabbi Hanina, once there was a hefshet, I never saw the R being burned. Well, that's not true. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, even if there was a hefshet, nevertheless, the R and its status is identical and interwoven with the basar. And therefore, in this case, where the basar is posel, the zrika cannot be matir the R evenly achar hefshet. I'm not talking about a case where the Iruah of the Psul was after the Zrika, but I'm talking about where the Iruah of the Psul was before Zrika, is then, despite the fact that the R has been removed, the Zrika doesn't have the capacity to be mati the R. It has to be mati the Basar. The Omer Ein Dam Maratze Al Ha'or Bifnei Atzmo. He doesn't recognize the validity of a Zrika that's exclusively for the sake of R. And what we're going to do now is going to burn the carbon, even before the Zrika, once it's possible, and we're going to burn it together with the R. And not only that, we're going to burn it separate from the R. Again, I can't say together with the R, because that's going to contradict the previous Gemara here. Because if it wasn't separated from the basar, then we have many, many cases where they burnt the R with the basar. But let's say in our case where they were mafshit the basar, nevertheless, we're going to have to burn the basar according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. So why would Rabbi Hanina say that I never witnessed the sreifas or hamufshat? And Gemara answers, Rabbi Hanina ki Rebbe svirle. I mean, that's a whole problem here to work it out. La'alacha. That Rabbi Hanina, that we paskin like, would be built on the shoulders of Rebbe. And again, according to Rebbe, obviously there would be no sreif of this R since there was a hefshet before Zrika, and the Zrika is now matel kohanim. So there's a ritzi b'fnei atzmo on the R according to Rebbe, and therefore we understand Rabbi Hanina, who denies ever seeing R mufshat, being nisraf b'fnei atzmo. But the Gemara now offers V'ibayis them to try to reconcile Reb Hanina Skan Kohanim with the Shita of Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. V'ibayis Ema, Afilu Tukma, Kid Reb Elazar Reb Shimon. In other words, is there a context in which there would be no strafe on the R, even according to Reb Elazar ben Shimon? And the answer is, it became possible, if the carbon, the Ruah HaPsul, took place after, just one second, the Gemara is going with Regilus, sorry, I forgot, let me clarify. So it means that after the Hefshet, the carbon became possible before the Zrika, and you'll ask me the question, well, why in such a case would they be soref? Wouldn't they be, I should say, be soref the R b'fnei atzmo? Well, certainly they should be soref the R, even though there was hefshet, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, because the zrika cannot be mat the R. But the answer is that this, we're going back to Regilus, this never actually could have happened. That's what Rabbi Hanina is simply saying. There was no possibility that they would go ahead and do the zrika, because since the basar was posel, and therefore the zrika would not be mati the basar, they never encouraged going ahead and doing the zrika. And here the Gemara applies the Kal Vachomer. Moda Rebbe she'ein hefshet kodem zrika. We're not going to go ahead and do a hefshet. There's no regilus of the kohen to be mafshedit before the zrika, since there's a psul in the basar, in order to set up a zrika that's mati the R. That we don't do. And how much more so, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, certainly there's no regilus of the kohen in Bechlal to go ahead and do the hefshed before Zrika. So therefore, because again, there would be no purpose whatsoever in doing the hefshed, because if there's no matir on the basar, in this case of nifsal basar, then for sure there's no power inherent in the Zrika to be matir the or. So what the Gemara is saying now is, according to the Sibai Seima, that even according to Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, to talk about a case where there was a hefshed, such that we would be zorek the R in and of itself, and that's because the psul took place before the zrika, is a no starter. That's an empty set, because they're not going to go ahead and do the hafshata, because there's not going to be any zrika. So the Gemara now asks, wait a minute. There is a case of a psul where they would go ahead and do the hefshet. And what's that? Va'ika nimtzeis trefa b'bnei me'ayin. To discover a trefa b'bnei me'ayin is something called a psul sheno nikar. We're only going to find this out later on. And how are we going to get to the bottom of it to discover that this animal had a trefa on its b'nei me'ayin? We're going to do the hafshata. And now the psul is going to be chal, so to speak, after hafshata. No, it's technically, once we know it's a trefa, then the psul in this carbon was chal immediately, way before the hafshata. But we're only going to find out about it after the hafshata, when we can investigate the b'nei me'ayin and discover that the animal is a trefa. In this case, the din of the R is going to be to burn the R even after Afshata. And this is going to be true whether or not you're like Rebbe or you're like Rebbe Lazar Rebbe Shimon. Because according to Rebbe, if the psul was before Afshata, right, and we spoke about the fact that if the psul was before Afshata, then we're not going to go ahead and be Zorik the Dam for the sake of the Afshata. And according to Rabbi Elazar Reb Shimon, if the psul was before Zrika, then the Zrika can't be mat to the R. And therefore, in the case of Nimtzeis Trefa B'nei Me'ayin, since the psul is not Nika until after the Afshata, then, and logically the Gemara argues that this dam could not be meratza. Why? Because the psul was actually there, we didn't know about it, but before the hafshata, before the zrika. And in this case, everybody would agree, whether it's Rebbe or Lovers of Shimon, that the R should be nisraf levado, even though there was hafshata. Because as we said before, the psul was before Afshata, that's going to Rebbe, or the psul was before Zrika, according to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon. So Gemara answers, Kasavar, Rebbe Chanina holds, Nimtzeis Trefa B'nei Me'ayin is Meratza. This is an unbelievable chiddush here, a revolution of sorts, that even though the psul here in this carbon predated the entire process of Zrika, nevertheless the Zrika is Meratza on the carbon. And now, Rashi here points out that what we're talking about is a zrika that's maratza on the R. As far as the basar is concerned, it's yisarev because it's psulei hamikdashim. But there's a brand new halacha in the case of a trefa sheni nikeres that grants power, so to speak, invests power into the zrika to be maratza on the R, because the psul was only nikar after the hefshet. Now again, when I say liachar hefshet until after the hefshet, I'm talking according to Rebbe. According to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Shimon, we're talking liachar zrika. And the Gemara now wants to prove from a diuk in the Mishnah that it's true that Rebbe Chanina holds like this shita, that nimtzei strefa b'nei me'ayin is maratza. And again, when we say Maratza, we're talking about Maratza ala Or. Deka nami diktani, Om Rabbi Akiva midvarov. From the words of Rabbi Chanina Lamad, do we derive the conclusion, Shamafshid es habachar, V'nimtza treifa, she also akanam biora, akanam biora, that the kohanim are mutter to get hana, he also means they're permitted to derive benefit from the R. And why is this so? Now again, the psul of treifa in this case predated the hefshet and the zrika. But since it wasn't hukar, we didn't know about the psul until after the hefshet and the zrika, we're going to upgrade and be machshir the status of the zrika such that it could be mata the or. Shmami, no, we see clearly that according to the opinion of Chanina, if there was no heker, if it wasn't, the psul wasn't visible till after the hefshet zrika, that the dam is meratz on the or. So now the Gemara says, "Alamai komashbel and Rabbi Akiva." So if this is the opinion of Rabbi Chanina, what does Rabbi Akiva come to mechadish in Bechor? I mean, saying something b'zunder aloch in Bechor, this would be true for all kachim. Rabbi Chanina is not talking about a Bechor, so why does Rabbi Akiva add Bechor into the equation? So Gemara answers, "How come mashmala?" And Rabbi Akiva has another chiddush. Afilu b'gvulin, gvulin means outside the Migdash. And what are we talking about? A shechita outside the Migdash in the case of Bechor. Bechor is Kedusha's carbon, it's a Zevach. The answer is we're talking about a Bechor Balmum. What's the din of a Bechor Balmum? That we eat, that we do the shechita on a Bechor Balmum outside of the Migdash, which is Mati the Basa Lachila. And if Meis Lifnei Nishchat, if the animal dies before the shechita, is Dino Li Karev Im Oro. We do a kvura together with the R. And what does that mean? That the R is asur bana. And Rabbi Akiva wants to tell us that if you shechted this bechor b'mumo, and you had no reason to assume it was a treifa, and after you did the hefshet, you found out, lo and behold, it's a treifa, which requires kvura in the animal, but nevertheless the R remains mutal bana. Why? Because the treifa was only recognized after the hefshet. And this is very similar to the din of Rabbi Chanina, that a karban shehufshat, and if there was a zrika after the afshat, and then we find out, lo and behold, it's a trade for the R is mutal kohanim. And that's not included in the words of Rabbi Chanina. He was talking about kodshim, where there was a zrikas dam in the Migdash. And Rabbi Akiva wants to be mechadish now that in the case of Bechor Balmum, if the shechita was done outside the Migdash, begvulin, the shechita is mata the R. If we find out later on, after the hefshet, that it was a treifa. Now we're almost ready for the Mishnah, the new Mishnah on the bottom of Kuf Dalid. Omar Rabbi Chiyo bar Abba, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Lochik Rabbi Akiva. We paskin like Rabbi Akiva, which means that a Bechor Balmum, where the Shechita was done outside the Migdash, and we find out, lo and behold, that it's Treifa, the R is Mutal Kohanim. And Rabbi Chiya adds in the name of Rabbi Yochanan the following statement: V'af Rabbi Akiva lo Amar el kshehitiro mumche, avalo itiro mumche lo. Right, to establish a bechor as a balmum, which permits the shechita outside the Migdash, that's only if you have what's called a mum kavua. We have to ask the experts to identify a blemish that's permanent, and once that heter mumcha applies, then, and only then, we could shecht, we're allowed to shecht the Bechor Balmum. But loitiru mumcha is then, Rabbi Akiva doesn't say that the R is lakon, because the shechit itself is a shechit of psuah. You're not allowed to shecht the Bechor until you know that it's got a mumcha vua. Now the Gemara rejects this halacha, ki Rabbi Akiva, formulated here by Rabbi Yochanan, v'hilchasa no, kidirei chachamim. We paskin, again, Rabbi Akiva is saying it within the context of Rabbi Chanina ben Skan Kohen, and we paskin like the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Chanina. They hold that if there was a mum bekodshim before the hefshet, even if the heker, the recognition of this mum, was after hefshet, and not until after hefshet do we know that it was a balmum, is nevertheless sarfinis ha'or, we burn the or. So we don't paskin la'alokha, not like Rabbi Kanina, not like Rabbi Akiva. And this brings us up to the new Mishnah. The Mishnah is addressing the cases of chatos pnimios, which are pretty much identical with parim anisrafim and seirim anisrafim that we discussed before. And in all those five cases, the dam of the chatos pnimis is sprinkled on the inner mizbeach, but these chatos also require in the heichal a hazah. So these are seven hazos kineged haparoches, and four matonos on the four kronos of the mizbach hazov, the mizbach hapnimi. And in the case of par shel yom kippurim and sar shel yom kippurim, in addition to those hazos and matonos, we go into the Kodesh Kadoshim, and there the dam is given inside, in a place where we call Bein Badei Ha'aron, and we have five chatos, which are the three parim in the Shnei Seirim. We have par, Kohen Mashiach, which the Kohen Gadol brings if he sins. You have the par Helim Dovah Shel Tzibur, which we discussed on many occasions. We have the par of Yom HaKippurim, and we have the Seirei Avodas Kochavim and the Soyer of Yom HaKippurim. Now, in these cases, what happens with the Basar, as opposed to other Chatos, which are Nechal, these five cases, the Chatos Pnimius, the Basar is burnt in the Beis HaDeshen. And this mitzvah of burning the chatos pnimis is explicit in the Torah in every one of these five cases in regard to the Sarah of Otis Kochavim and the Par Kohen Moshiach. It says in Vayikra Dalid, Ves Or HaPar, Ves Pesoro, etc., etc., Vahotzi Eskol HaPar El Michutz L'machne El Mokom Tor. And it says there that you burn it. We have it also in Par Helim Dovah Shel Tzibur, and we have it in Par V'Sarash Yom HaKippurim. It's not explicit in the case of Seiri Avodas Kochavim, but they're derived back on Lamed Tesamid Beis from a ribui in the parish of Par Helim Dovah Shel Tzibur. Now the Mishnah establishes with regard to the Chatos Pnimios, which requires Sreifas HaBosar, that is a din of Tumas Begodim of HaOskim Bohem. In other words, those who are in charge of Sreifas HaPorim VaSeirim, Par V'Sor Shel Yom HaKippurim, in Parshas Achrimos, V'Asori Fosom, Yechabes Begodov Rachatz P'sor B'may V'Achriken Yovel HaMachne, and the other Nisrafim we're going to derive from Par V'Soyer. So the Mishnah establishes that Parim HaNisrafim, Usirim HaNisrafim, is Vizman Shem Nisrafim Kimitzvason, if there was no psul in any of the Karbonos Nisrafim V'Beis HaDeshen. The Sreif takes place in the Beis HaDeshen. That's a place that they took the Deshen out from the Migdash. And that was the place where the Nisrafim were burnt and they became deshen. However, bisman and another din is umitamim es habgadim. Those who are busy with the burning of these karbonos, their begadim become tmeim. Again, keep in mind that the Beis HaDeshen that we're talking about is Chutz L'Sholosh Machnos. That's going to be a sugya here on Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis. And the Gemara has a machlokes later on Kuf Hei about whether it was in the Mizrach or the Tzafon of Yerushalayim. And the division of the Machnos is Hechela B'Eis Shehiyas B'nei Yisrael B'Midgo, dates back to the case, to the time period in which the Jews were in the Midbar, when the Mishkan and the Chotzer was considered Machnes Shechina, and the area around the Mishkan was considered Machne Leviya, and then the Shvatim Ledigleihem, where they encamped, that was considered Machne Yisrael. We have something similar in Yerushalayim, where we divide it up into the Azor, which is called the Machne Shechina. The Harbayis is considered Machne Leviya, and beyond the Harbayis, all of Yerushalayim is considered the Machne Yisrael. Now, with regard to Tumas Begadim, which is called in the Torah's language Kibus Begadim, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Parah Perkei, Kol Mokum Shenem B'Torah B'Tumos Yechavis Begadov, Lo Bol Lamdenu Shabegadim Shalav Bilvadim Tmeim Elamid Shekol Beged Okli Sheyiga Bo Atomi B'Shas Chiburo B'Metamov Harei Hein Tmeim Aval Yachar Sheyifrosh Mimetamov Ein Metami Begadim. So if a person, a Kohen in this case, let's say, is Osek Beporim Usi'irim and Israfim, he becomes Tomei, his Metami is Begodim, and if he touches Kalim, he's Metami the Kalim, but only Ba'osa Shah. Once he finishes his involvement, his Asek in the Srefas Se'irim and Israfim, then he has the same status of a Rishon Letuma. He himself becomes Tomei. He's Metami Machal Umashke, but he's not Metami Begodim and Kalim. The Mishnah continues and says that Im Einam Nisrafim Kimitzvason, if these Karbonos became, any of them became Posel, and the Din of Srefa is Batel, then it falls back into the general category of all Kodshim Shenifsalu, which means Nisrafim Bebeis Habira. So there's a place called the Beis Habira. The Gemara is going to discuss exactly where it's located. And that place, that location called Beis Habira, was designated for the Srefa Psulei Kodshim. And then those who are Osek in the Srefa, in the Beis Habira, Einam Mitamim Begodim. Now there's the Din of Srefa Chutzah Shal Shmachnos and the Din of Tumas Begodim only applies if these Parma Nisraf and these Chatos Pnimius were Ksheros, but not when they were Psulim. And now the Mishnah continues here on Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis to explain where these, in other words, how they were, how they took out the boss of these Karbonos for Srefa. In the case of Parma Nisrafim Shenasim Kimitzvasa, and what kind of Hisaskus is Metame Begodim, and the Mishnah says, Hayu Sovlim Osan Bimotos, they would carry the Basar with these motos, or these long sticks, called in Hebrew Maklot Eitz. Okay, they were made of wood. And when they carried the basar on these motos, they took it chutz lechomas hazara. They took the par and the soyer, all these different chatos, parma nisrafim, etc. They took them outside the chomas yushalayim. Vehachronim. Now, here we're talking about the Tumas Begodim of those who are Osek. So you have the first group of Kohanim that left the Azara, and they took the par, or most of the par, with them, but there are Achronim who are on the other side of the pole, carrying the back end of the pole, and they haven't yet, left the Azara, Lo Yatsu. Is therefore Arishonim Etam Begodim, Achronim Einam Etam Begodim. Remember, we said that there's a specific moment in which the Oskim generate a Tumas Begodim, and that moment is only when the Kohen is outside of the Azara. The Achronim are right now inside the Azara. So their Tumas Begodim will be suspended Ad Sheyetzu until they also go out of the Azara. So I'll just read to you the note here. He says the following: Im yotza paro ruba me'azora nitmoyim osam Elu hamisaskim b'otzaaso, ach rak im yotzu gam heim chutz la'zora. So as far as the people who are carrying this basar, these of the par, they have to leave the azora. Once the chutz la'zora, then and only then are they mitame begodim. Yotzu elu v'elu, once all the people who are involved in oskim b'otzaas ha'parim parim v'asirim leave the azores mitam begodim. Rabbi Shimon Omer eino mitamim ad sheyotzis ha'ur beruban. That the tumas begodim that the Torah was machadish here does not apply when they're carrying the basar out of the azora. That's too early of a stage. But rather we have to wait until they are involved in the actual sreifa. That's called ad sheyotzis ha'or. That the burning of most of the parim in the Seirim took place. So the isuk, the involvement in hotzas ha'basar, that itself does not generate tumas begodim, but rather we have to wait until they're oskim bisreifasam. And this is all based on a pasuk in Vayikra Tezayin v'asoreifosam yechabes begodov. And we establish now that the intention of the Torah is to say that there's no tumah until yotzis ha'ar beruban. And there's an issue later on, which we'll get to bli neder in the Sugyan Daf Kuf Vav, if yotzis beruban is the tumah now chala mafreya or only mikanu lahava. The Mishnah continues and completes itself with the following statement. Until what point are the parim in the Seirim mitamim oskim v'sreifasa nitach habasar? Once the sreifa is so severe, it's reached its high apex, that it's nitach habasar, which means the basar is already completely melted down, if you will, is enas sor, if anyone who picks up the last part of the sreifa, any kohen, is not mitame begodim. Even though there's a stage between Nitach and Nasa Efer, where the Basar is not Efer, and that's the final stage of Hatochas HaBasar, which is Nigmar HaSreifason, at that point where it became Efer. We're not up to that point yet, but nevertheless we've passed the point of Nitach HaBasar. The Mishnah establishes that beyond that point in time there's no din that ha'osek b'sreifa is mitame begod. Now again, the Mishnah established with regard to sreifas parim shaloka mitzvason that they should be burnt in the base ha'bira together with all kodshim shenifsalu. And the Gemara wants to know, what is this bira all about? My bira, and that's the place where the parim ha'seirim and israfim after psul will be burnt. Amar Rabba bar Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan mokom yesh bar abayis Ubira Shmo. This place is on the Har Habayis, and that's where they did the Sreifa. And according to Rabbi Yochanan, then there's a specific location on Har Habayis, X, you know, you point to a singular location, and that's where the Beis HaBira was. Reish Lakish Amar, he disagrees, Kol Habayis Kulo Kari Bira. Anywhere in the Habayis, there was no specific point on the Habayis. Shenemar, quotes a pasuk at the end of Tanakh, and the pasuk says, "Vel hadbira asher achinosi." So we're not talking about a makom mesuyim, as we say, a specific place, but rather what the Torah has in mind is the Har Habayis, and that's called hadbira asher achinosi. The context, the unit of psukim here in Divrei Hayomim, which is quoted here, which is invoked here by Reish Lakish, is talking about the tefillah of David HaMelech on the Beis HaMikdash, that David is mevakish, his supplication is to God that the lev of Shlomo, his son Shlomo, who's going to, Yemirtz Hashem, build the Beis HaBchira, the Bira, which he David HaMelech was mezamein, you know, he designated the area from the Goren Harona of the Yavusi. And that's called Bira. But Reish Lakish takes it to mean, in a more general sense, the entire Har Habayis. Okay, Rav Osai, so we'll stop here on the top of Daf Kuf Dalid Amid Beis, and we are approximately 10 lines down from the top of the Amud. We're up to Amar of Nachman.